Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 9th of May 1972. The title is Show Your Future Through Your Features. That is, show your future through your features. Do all of you have constant love? Bap Dada has constant love for the children and is cooperative with them. Just as he has constant love and is cooperative in all forms and in all ways, do the children have constant love and are they cooperative in all forms and in all ways in the same way as the father is? Those who have constant love and are constantly cooperative are the ones whose love is not broken away from the Father for even a second. Not a single thought or second is spent being uncooperative with the Father. So, do you consider yourself and experience yourself to have love and to be cooperative to this extent? Can you see the proof of love in the practical example of Bap Dada's love? The proof of love and cooperation is visible in the practical example of the children who are equal to the father. The love of a soul who has love for another cannot remain hidden. No matter how much you may try to hide your love, that love can never remain hidden. Love is definitely revealed in one way or another, either through your activity or through your face. So, look at your face in the mirror. Is the image of the Father for whom I have love visible through my face? Just as you look at your face in a physical mirror, in the same way, do you look at yourself in this subtle mirror at Amrit Vela every day? From the characteristics of a soul, you can know the aim of that soul, and whatever someone's aim, his characteristics are naturally according to that aim. So, to what extent do you reveal your aim through your characteristics in a practical way? Do you check yourself? You can show souls their future or your future through your own features. It is a common thing to reveal the features through lectures. But the uniqueness of alaukik souls is to show the future through the features. Do you check in the mirror to see if your features have become like this? When people look at the physical decoration on your face, their attention will first of all be especially drawn to the bindi, that is, the tilak on your forehead. In the same way, when everyone sees such decorated images, that is, when they see those who stabilize themselves in the form of a dot, that is, those who are decorated with this dharna, when everyone sees such decorated images, to where is their attention drawn? To the soul, the dot, in the center of the forehead. Similarly, when souls come in front of you, their attention should be attracted to your imperishable tilak. That will only be possible when you yourself constantly wear the tilak. If you yourself do not wear the tilak, others will not be able to see your imperishable tilak. Those who have fulfilled the responsibility of love and those who have love in the intellect, such children who fulfill the responsibility of love, will have the attainment of all the happiness in the world for all time. All the other children are made to sit in the land of liberation, whereas those who fulfill the responsibility of love are made to attain the fortune of the kingdom of the world. In fact, the souls of the entire world are Baba's children. But, whereas all the rest of the souls receive temporary happiness, Those who fulfill the responsibility of love have attainment for all time. No one apart from the children who have such love has a part to attain all attainments through having all relationships. The father also sings praise day and night of the virtues of the children who fulfill the responsibility of love. You put everyone else aside and offer everything to the one whom you love greatly. This is the proof of love. So, apart from the children who constantly have love and are cooperative, all other souls are put aside in the land of liberation. So, just as the father is showing the practical proof of love, in the same way, ask yourself whether you have put aside from your intellect all other relationships and all the things that attract. Have you surrendered everything to the Father in all forms, all relationships, and in every way? Other than giving cooperation to the Father's task, you are not giving your cooperation to any wasteful task for even 1 second, are you? If you have love, that is, if there is yoga, then there is also cooperation. Where there is yoga, there is also cooperation, that is, sahayoga in Hindi. If you have yoga with the one father, then your cooperation is also with the one. To be yogi means to be sahayogi, that is, cooperative. From your cooperation, you can check your yoga, and through your yoga, you can check your cooperation. If you become cooperative and with wasteful actions, then are you constantly cooperative with the Father? Do you perform every action whilst keeping in your awareness the first promise you made to the Father? You children do not cheat in some cases like the devotees, do you? You say that the devotees are cheats. So you too do not become cheats, do you? If you consider whatever is yours to be mine and use that, then you are a cheat, are you not? To say one thing and do something else, what is this known as? You say that the body, mind and wealth are all yours, Baba. Since it is yours, how then can you have a right to them? If you do not have a right to them, how then can you use them for a task according to the dictates of your own mind? If you waste any treasure of your thoughts, time, breath, wealth of knowledge, or even your physical body according to the dictates of your own mind, are you not then a cheat? You become influenced by the sanskars of many births. Until when will this system continue? If you yourself do not like something, you should think about how the father would like something that you yourself do not like. You would give to the one whom you love whatever is very much loved by yourself. So, ask yourself to what extent you have become one who fulfills the responsibility of love. Do you constantly move along whilst considering yourself to be the highest and the holiest? Every word and every deed of those who move along considering themselves to be the highest, would also be just as elevated as the Father's, who is the highest on high. You sing the praise of the Father. His name is elevated, his land is the highest, and his activity is the highest. So, those who are the highest should also constantly maintain their highest name and remain busy in their highest land and highest activity. They cannot perform any low actions. Those who become great souls, that is, Mahatmas, Never bow down in front of anyone. All others bow down in front of them. Only then are they called the Mahatmas. Would the great, most elevated souls selected by the Father, who are even more elevated than the Mahatmas of today, those who have a right to the kingdom of the world, who have a right to the inheritance of the Father, who are world benefactors, in any situation, would such souls bow down to the different attractive forms of Maya? The souls of today who are called great souls have copied you elevated souls. So, such elevated souls cannot bow down anywhere in any way. They are the ones who make others bow down, not the ones who bow down themselves. No matter how forceful Maya is, they will not bow down. Have you become those who constantly make Maya bow down in this way? Or do you also sometimes bow down? If, from now, you stabilize yourself in the stage of constantly making others bow down, if you fill yourself with such elevated sanskars, only then will you claim the highest status, so that subjects will bow down to you in the golden age with respect, and beggars will bow down in the copper age. Even the devotees continue to bow down in front of your memorials. If you do not finish the sanskars of bowing down in front of Maya now, at this time, if you have even a little sanskar of bowing down, then you who bow down will constantly continue to bow down in front of those who make others bow down. What aim have you kept of bowing down or making others bow down? Would you call those who bow down to the situations created by themselves the highest? Until you become the highest, you cannot become the holiest either. There is the praise of your future memorials, that of being completely viceless. This is known as being the holiest. To be completely viceless means not to be attracted by any vice, to any percentage, or to be influenced by it. If you are influenced by any vice to any percentage, even in your dreams, would you then be called completely viceless? If you have any such dreams or become influenced by vices in your thoughts, it will then be said that you have not gone beyond the vices. Have you become completely pure and viceless, or are you still becoming that? Will you become that when the last bugle is being blown? The praise of such souls who do not stabilize themselves in such a stage over a long period of time is also for a temporary period. Do not think that you will go fast at the end and attain this stage. No. Whilst maintaining the awareness of the praise over a long period of time, make your stage the holiest and the highest. When you create any thought or perform any deed, first of all, check whether your activity is as elevated as your name. What would happen if your name is elevated but the activity is degraded? You would defame your own name. So, while keeping the aim of not performing any such deed, imbibe such qualifications within yourself. You explain to others that if they accept anything that is contrary to knowledge, then they are not jnani, but would be called ajnani. If someone does not follow a discipline accurately even once, you say that he has done something that is contrary to knowledge. So, in the same way, Ask yourself, if I have any ordinary thought, would I be called the highest? So, your thoughts should not be ordinary. When your thoughts become elevated, your words and deeds will automatically become elevated. In this way, make yourself the holiest and the highest and become completely viceless. There should be no name or trace of vice. When there is no name or trace of it, how would you be able to perform such actions? Just as there will be no name or trace of vice in the future, so make yourself in the same way the highest and holiest now. This will then continue for many births. Achha. To those who have such an elevated name and who perform elevated deeds, namaste. Om Shanti.